We're supposed to call.
So I was just thinking, quickly over here. what's the idea that the Kohen says Lashem Chatas, right? Basically, the question we were working on yesterday, but just a little bit of a drush maybe over here. Okay. Well, first of all, one is a halacha question we were wondering about. Why does he have to say the Shem Hashem Mefurash? If you're just designating it as a chatas, Lashem chatas. I mean, you could say Lashem karban. No one would say the Shem Mefurash. So why does he dafka have to say the Shem Mefurash? What would you say?
Why does he ever have to say?
You'll say he has to say the Shem Mefurash by the Vidoy, because that's Lifnei Hashem. And that's the true, that's the true word. In other words, we just do a kinoi for the word. We have a substitute for the word. Because we don't have you need a matir to say it. You need to have the proper das of what the meaning of the word is. So, on Yom HaKippurim, tshuva Lifnei Hashem demands the experience of Lifnei Hashem demands that you approach with the proper knowledge of that shame itself. So you have to express the Kohen Gadol would then on that day say the Shem HaMefurash. Shem HaMefurash is according to the Rambam, according to everybody, is das, is knowledge, is understanding of the idea, is the true ideas of God. True ideas of God that require great limud and great chachmah to understand, and that's why they were only given over to good talmidim. And like the Rambam explains, there were names that had 12 letters, 72 letters. So he says, if you think there's a name with 72 letters, you're crazy, right? It's obviously a statement. So it means to say it was a limud. And
is it the Shas that says their names of 72 letters?
Right. So basically, but the point is that a name is an identifier, right? And a name of God means it uniquely identifies God, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the only name that's unique to God. So that's the highest, most. That's the highest. That's the real idea of the name. Everything else, we just take like a borrowed term. Adni is a borrowed term, right? All these other terms are borrowed. So anyway, so Lifnei Hashem Titaru, when we have the Kohen Gadol approaching in the Avodas Yom Kippurim, so then for that idea of tshuva and kapara, he engages the highest level of Yedias Hashem. But to say this is a chatas, what was that? Well, why is that say Hashem chatas? He was the shame Hashem Yashem Mefarsh. That's not vidui, is the maisa of tshuva, and tshuva is lifnei Hashem, and Yedias Hashem is how you are lifnei Hashem. Right, so then it makes sense that he has to express the Shem HaMefurash. But to say this one goes Lashem and this one is Lazazel, he has to use the Shem HaMefurash. So maybe it's like this, that this is a strange carbon, right? In other words, we have the Goral is designating the Chatos and the Mishtaleach, right? And the Maisa Avoda of the Mishtaleach is obviously an atypical Avoda, right? And it actually has certain characteristics that could seem to be Keneged Avoda, right? So we're saying like this, the only Matir of bringing the Soyer HaMishtaleach is with the recognition of the highest knowledge of the Shem Hashem. So he must express, when he pulls out the Torah, when he's Torah B'Kalfi, So in other words, the Yediyas Hashem, the true knowledge of the Shem Hashem, is what's matir this kind of an avoda of the Sor Lazazel as well. That's why he only expresses one shame, Lashem. Now then he says, and this one is the Chatas. But the Lashem is the overall involvement that's matir this entire, kat. And then he delineates, and this one is a carbon of Chatas. But the Shem Hashem, I think, is really integral to the pair. And that's why he has to say the Shem. He says the Shem of Farsh, if he can. One of saying that this type of an avodah, the mishtaleach, can only be done if it's done in a way that ensures there's no mix, there's no misunderstanding of shtei rishuyos. You understand? Maybe that's what the Meiri was hinting at with his remez of the tzedukim, because it could appear like a shtei rishuyos kind of a concept. Right, Lashem Lazozo. Right, so that's what the it's interesting. The Meiri was insistent. He said there's an idea achdus has to be expressed, and that's what we were saying yesterday, also the other day, that the goal itself has to be completely echad, one, and there is some remez over there to that, and then with the The Rambam explains the uniqueness of the Shem Hashem of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is that it's not meshutaf with anything else. Right? Words, every other name of Hashem is shared with something that is created as well. Right? Like an Adon, Elohim. All of those things have references, have a chol meaning as well, and then we apply it in an unlimited sense to God. Right, say, we know that there's such a thing as an Adon, and there's such a thing as a relationship between an Eved and a Melech, and an Eved and an Adon, and we know there are Elohim, our judges, powers, forces, Kael, El, Geish, El, Yodi. That's a regular word. You can say that in a regular context. But we say, in a special way, that with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an unlimited sense. It's in an unlimited sense. It's the Rambam's negative knowledge type of thing. Okay, but ultimately it's a regular word. The only word, so that expresses some kind of. It evokes some kind of it's borrowing from the Bria, but applying it in a homonymous way. I might have had an extra M in there, but the Yud Kei Vav Kei is only a word that applies to God. It's a word that only applies to God. It has no other expression or meaning. So that's the purest. So to be engaged in this mixture, in this set of Lashem and Lazozel, can only be done with the absolute negation of any other idea of Shitah with a God Baruch Hu. All right, let's take the next part of the Gemara. Go ahead. Maskif lo, what are we up to? Amar Rava, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, Amar Rava.
Amar Rava, probably.
Okay, so Rava said it was made out of wood, and it was chol, shel chol. Now, what does it mean, shel chol, really? And it was not, and it could only hold two hands.
Mikudeshes.
So Rashi just says, Eina Mikudeshes. Right, I mean, it could have been from the Bedek Abayis. You know what it means? It doesn't mean it doesn't have kedushas klisharis.
That's the pashtus.
Pashtus doesn't mean chol, no.
Doesn't it mean?
I'm not sure. I'm just saying. What does it mean? Does chol mean real chol, or does it mean not klisharis?
At this point, I would say not klisharis.
Then
what's
you.
The difference? It's
real whole.
Okay.
How could
it be
whole? I mean, Rashi just says what? Eina mikudeshes. Eina mikudeshes.
How could it be
whole?
It's
been
a couple
of ice,
for sure.
No, Rashi says.
Rashi says shelcholu. Sounds like it's totally chulin. Just someone's private box.
doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash? Strange.
And like Davka.
You're saying it doesn't belong to the community.
Right. Davka shouldn't belong to the Beis
HaMikdash. That's what I thought the incantation says.
Okay, so the Gemara says, I understand why it has to hold only two hands. That's integral to the goral itself. But why does the dafka have to be shelchol?
Isn't there a dafka? Yeah, can you do a chayv mishkel?
You already have tarach for that.
No, that's intrinsically. Tarach means you do it in a way that he can't cheat. But it in its own parameters has to be built in a way that... That you don't fish around. I mean, that's part of the structure. The structure has to reflect that the Maisa Goral is done without Kavana.
So why would we mean Tarif then?
Yeah,
Tarif, he's saying, is just a Chumrah. Maybe he'll... You mean, how is it possible for him to cheat if he can only put...
The structure already ensures that why we need an extra...
No. It means it still is a box... Right? Puts his two hands in, he could still move them around.
So what's the point of only Machlokes Shayyadayim then? What's that preventing?
Oh, because I guess if it was very big, it wouldn't force him. This way at least it forces him a Maisa of grabbing one each. I mean, if it was a big box, how would that...
You could feel around first.
Then he wouldn't... You don't want him to be searching. In other words, you don't want him to stick his hand in and search around. Right? Hold on. Right? You don't want him to... You don't want him to put his hand in and search around. Right? That would intrinsically be undermining the goral, because now he'd be fishing around for something. If he has to look for something, then that already is counter to the idea of just pulling something out. Okay? So it has to be built in a way that putting his hands in is memela going to give him a hold on the gora. You don't want him to put his hand in and now search around. Because if he has to do the searching around, then you're ensuring that he's looking for something. So you don't want him to be involved in the mice of looking for something. Okay, so we build it in a way that it is simply putting his hand in is automatically going to encounter the goral. You want to remove the process of searching. Now, does that mean that a guy can't put his hands in and move them around from one to the other? No. So that's why you're Torah. Because one is in terms of the structure. You want to negate searching. You want to just to put his hand in and pull him out. There should not be a mice of discerning, of looking for things. So there's structurally, and then there's Maisa. So structurally, it should be built that it doesn't demand a search, and it should be done in a way that doesn't allow for one. Okay? Good.
In Beshel Eitz, the Eitz, love Dina.
Okay, so, but why can't you make it Kodesh? Why Dafka Shelcho? Now, let's say, there's a lot going on in this Gemara, okay? So the first question is, why is there a preference for it to be Kodesh? Right? In other words, the question is, why is it chol, nakdashe? That implies it would be better if it was kodesh, right? Okay. So why would it be better if it's kodesh?
Everyone's saying you should make it kodesh, or you're saying it will mamela become kodesh?
No. Nakdashe is let us make it kodesh, right? John?
Yeah.
Nun? Is osid anachnu on this one?
Yeah, I think so. I must have to make it kodesh.
No, what would
that
be? So I gave you the Ritva, but everything is in the Tosas. Most of the thing is in the Tosas Sharem too. He has Lika Deshe.
Oh,
yeah. Right? That's Pasha.
So that's let's make it Kodesh.
Yeah, let's make it Kodesh. So he says, Lefi Shekavod HaMitzvah B'Shel Kodesh. He says, Kavod HaMitzvah. It's a Kavod HaMitzvah that it should be Kodesh. That would be Kavod HaMitzvah. If I would tell you, you want to do the Mitzvah in a Kavodika way... Right? So it should be Kodesh. Doesn't the Ritva also say that?
Yeah.
Does he say Kavod too?
Yeah.
I think the Tosas is a Rush, who you guys are very fond of. Does he say Hidr Mitzvah?
No.
Huh? Kavod too? Someone says Hidr.
Someone just
said
Tamiri.
That's a good question. Tosas is a Rush?
Doesn't the Ritva say Adif Tvei? adiv tveish in nishkadish or something?
No, it says kavod vihidur.
Kavod vihidur.
Big
difference. Yeah, he says.
To be nakdashay or to make it out of gold.
He says ela shalchol nikadashay pirish. The kol she'efsha b'shel kodesh hochi adif tvei mipinei kavod ha-mitzvah. Okay, I mean, everybody's in agreement over here. So what is the idea, though? That what? That you're doing, you're going to do the goral to select the se'irim, and what? There definitely is a mitzvah in the ma'isa of a goral. It's a mitzvah. It's even ma'akev according to what we hold. Right, but it's definitely a ma'isa mitzvah, and it's a ma'isa mitzvah of what? What is the essence of this mitzvah?
Halasim.
No, I mean halachically, being makdish the karbanos, right? So it's a mitzvah in kedushas se'irim. It's the process of being makdish se'irim, and he's saying now that what? It would be kavod ha-mitzvah for the kli that you use to be mekadesh, the se'irim, to itself be kodesh. I mean, I hear it. I don't know if I see exactly the connection, but...
It's not like a similar idea to what you were saying yesterday.
And was hidur, yeah. It's certainly only because the mitzvah of kiddush, of mikdash, that would have this concept. I mean, on the contrary, that's the Rishonim's problem, as we'll get into later, is you can't just use kodeshim for stam mitzvah. Right, you don't say it's a hidur mitzvah to use kachim for your mitzvah. That's me'ilah. So it's because this is all part of the avodah, and it should reflect that the process of goral itself is intrinsic to the kedushas se'irim. So the goral, the vehicle of the goral, should also have that quality of kodesh. That's a kavod mitzvah. So it's an interesting, different. It's a different kind of a kavod mitzvah. I mean, kavod and hidur is different. But it's funny to put them together. The Rishonim focus on kavod. The Rush throws in the hidur. But what is kavod? What is kavod? Yeah.
The idea.
Right. Hidur is more beautifying it.
Aesthetic.
It's not more beautiful because it's kodesh, right? Kav. Right.
Unless you say it has to be out of kesed.
But no, it's kavod. He's saying, John is saying, kavod means you are amplifying the idea of the mitzvah. You're giving it a more honored position because you're expressing something. You're amplifying it's the idea of what you're doing.
Is mahadur just being mahadur that idea also?
No, mahadur is not the idea, because if it's more beautiful, that's in terms of its physical appearance, right? It's no'eh. Yeah. So I have a certain association with it, right? But the association is not within its mitzvah, within the characteristic of its mitzvah, right? The beauty is extraneous to the idea of its mitzvah, right? I have an idea of a tzitzis, and you can have a beged noya. That means to say, when I'm engaged in the mitzvah tzitzis, I'll have a more positive association with it. It'll be noya.
Where's the hidur in the fact that it's now mikodesh?
So I'm leaving a hidur for a minute, but I'm just saying kavod would mean that we're putting it in its rightful place. It is an inyan of kodesh, and kavod is to be in line with its value. John, you with me on this?
Yeah.
In other words, I think what John was saying is, when I give somebody honor, right? When you give somebody kavod, do they deserve that kavod? Yes, right? Kavod means I'm going to treat a person differently because of his intrinsic qualities.
Can you give kavod to someone who's not deserving? That's a mistake.
That's not really... Kavod does not demand that. There's a demand of kavod. We have a certain idea that kavod demands that you treat a greater person in a greater way. That's the demand of kavod. Right, kavod is not an arbitrary concept. Kavod means to say...
Isn't kavod the result of something, though? It doesn't cause the person to be
kavod
great.
Kavod is the result of the person's... I'm talking in the human sense, right? In terms of people. We can talk about kavod and other things, too. But let's put it. Why do we treat the Sefer Torah with a lot of kavod? Because it deserves it, no?
Okay? Okay. So the point is the kavod is kavod includes the way we behave in recognition of what it is. Correct? Okay. So we're saying over here it's kavod. It's kavod a mitzvah to dedicate kodesh to this purpose because it reflects that this maisa is a maisa of kedusha. It is a mitzvah of selecting the kedushas ha-se'irim, which itself is integral to this to the kedusha. It's not just accidental, but it's integral. So kavod would demand that we designate the vehicle with a greater stature. Okay. Hidur is a separate thing. Hidur is saying, take the mitzvah and create a positive, and beautify it. Okay. But it's not, it's an extraneous thing. It's an extraneous thing. It's a different framework. You understand? It's a different framework. But Hidur is saying, take him into another framework. Take the object into a different framework. And relate to it in a different framework, in a totally different framework, in a positive way. Not in the kavod is in line with the quality. Hidur is telling you a separate thing, to bring it into another framework of aesthetics. But kavod is not, kavod itself has a demand on how it's treated. Not on, it doesn't demand an extension into aesthetics.
Just a question.
Yeah.
The Rambam seems to care.
Somehow we got stuck on another question here. But just to clarify, I mean, it's just like we said yesterday in the Meiri. I mean, it's crystal clear, right? In other words, the question is whether the Goral has the status of Avoda or not. So I'm saying universally, so the Meir was saying yesterday that we don't call it an avoda, it's like an avoda, right? So the question is, well, why don't I just make it an avoda already? So the point is that avoda, technically speaking, you can't do the impossible, right? So avoda means, the definition of avoda is taking a cheftza of hakrova to its completion. That's the process. Avoda means I'm doing work and I am processing an object to its fulfillment. Okay? But it has to be an object first of fulfillment. Right? So that's why the Meiri said, technically, under the technicalities of the logical structure of Mikdash, the Goral is not really considered an Avoda because it is not... it doesn't have an object of Kedusha to work with, it's the Mekadesh itself. Right? The Mekadesh itself is setting up the Chefza for its Avoda. So technically speaking, it's not it doesn't fit the technical definition of Avoda. But since the Se'irim cannot exist without it, it is integral to that completion. So it's a very unique thing. It is, it's not an avoda because it comes before. It's a maisa that's done before the existence of the chefza, but it's necessary for its completion. So it has a quasi status. He says it's like avoda. The ma'akev element is what makes it like avoda. Just like any step that along the way that is necessary has the identity of avoda, this also has the identity of avoda because it's necessary. But technically, you can't say you did a maisa avoda because you didn't actually process anything. You initiated something. So it's outside the frame. It's outside the technical framework. But conceptually, it's not different. So. It's interesting what the result of that is interesting, right? We'll have to see. In other words, we don't let a czar do it because it's integral, but it doesn't need to have a klisharis because it's before me. I'm not sure how these things follow, but We'll have to think.
But that's a good example. The Goral of the Fayes is a good example of they just did it because they don't want to be involved in the other ways of selecting because of they open up problems. But there's no din over here. There's no din of Goral. Okay, so anyway, we got through a couple words. Next. So now let's make it Kodesh. Shall we? Go ahead. Wait, let me skip the line. Imkain. Imkain, Havilei Kli Shari Shel Eitz. Okay, so now this is a tough question. It's like this. It's difficult. What does it mean we should be Mekadesh it? So the Gemara says, well, if you're Mekadesh it, it'll be a Kli Shari Shel Eitz. The Kli Shari Shel Eitz, Lo Avdinan. What does that mean? So, would you be Megajah? Not be Megajah? What does that mean? What's the pshat? So that's a strange pshat, right? So what does he say? He says like this. You have a couple of problems here, right? Now you want to do your Tosfos of Rosh?
Yeah. And the ritual.
So he says, Vim Toma, I'm doing Tosfos Rishonim. You tell me where I'm different. Im Tomar Ehu Klisharis Valo Klisharis Gemuram Avodason Michan Choson Vize Ein Bo Shum Avoda De Hagrolo Lav Avodi Veich Yihye Klisharis. Yeah. So he's going on the first question, right? If you Mekadish it, it'll be Klisharis when it's wood, right? So he says, well, how could you be Mekadesh it? It's a Gemara in a few places, but the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis mentions that the only way to be Mekadesh, a Kli Shoreis, now without the Shemen HaMishcha is through a Maisa Avoda. Right? Is through a Maisa Avoda. So the Gemara is discussing what if the Kohen Gadol develops a Psul, and how are you Mekadesh the skan to be the Kohen Gadol. So it says if it's before the Tamei Shel Shachar, so then he'll put on the Big Day Kohen Gadol and do the Tamei Shel Shachar, and then that will be Mekadesh him, right? But if he already did the Tamei Shel Shachar, then the Gemara gets into question: how are you going to be Mekadesh him, right? And it gets into whole questions if the Avnet is different, whatever it is. But basically, he has to do an avoda to be Mekadesh. The avoda is mechanech. That's the chinuch.
What's yeah. That
Yud Beis, it's the bottom of Yud Beis Amin Alf. Yuma, yeah.
He can't just do the next step, whatever it is.
He has to have the kedusha to do the step. Right? No, he's in the avodas kohen gadol. How is he going to do that? So the Gemara says he does something else. He'll fork a piece of meat on the mizbeach. Anyway, but the problem is like this: you need avoda to be mekadesh the kli shoreis, right? And there's no avoda here. Yeah.
Why can't he mekadesh him with the avoda shem kippur?
The kohen gadol.
Yeah.
The new kohen gadol.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has to be the kohen gadol. Well, it has to do with the question of whether the Big Day Lovan of the Kohen Gadol are exactly the same as the Big Day Lovan of the Kohen Hedyot. If you hold the Big Day, I think Gemara has that problem. If the Big Day Lovan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur are the same as the Big Day Lovan of the regular Kohen during the year, then there won't be any Maisa of Chinuch. If he has a different belt, then it'll be okay.
But what would be the problem if the Maisa Chinuch was the...
There's a Machlokas.
There's a Mekadesh for...
Can you repeat that, what you just said?
There's a Mekadesh for Avodah Yom Kippur.
The Gemara over here is dealing with a slightly different problem, saying, if Hare Avodah Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Yud Beis Amarav, She'achar HaTomid Ba'arba Begodim Hi. Right? So the Avodah Yom Kippur after the Tomid is in the regular four garments. Ubamehu nikar shehu kohen gadol me'olam. How do you know? I'm not sure if this Gemara is saying halachli or not, but he's saying it's not. How is it nikar that he is a kohen gadol doing this avoda, and not just a kohen hedyot doing this avoda? Right. Heichan yotza mehed yotos. Shetei avodas hayom nasis b'kohen gadol. It's a tough gemara, but it's a separate din of being a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. But anyway, the gemara says at the end of this gemara, it says, Kol hakelim shasan Moshe mishichasan mikad shasan mikan veilach avodasan mechan chasan hachanami avodasan mechan chaso. Right, avodasan mechan chaso. Of course, the Abaye says, let him wear the eight begadim and turn over a piece of meat that's on the mizbeach. Because that has an idea of an avoda. He says, according to, there's a sheet that says if a zar would do that, he'd be chayav miso. So you see that's makariv avoda. That has an identity of an avoda. So let the Kohen Gadol, so that's what Abaye's eight says. If the Kohen Gadol has a psul after the Talmud, right? Now you need to establish a new Kohen Gadol for the avoda of Big Day Lavan. If the avoda of the Big Day Lavan is exactly the same as the Kohen Hedges Big Day Lavan, so then there's no Maisa Mochiach that establishes him as a Kohen Gadol. So he'll put on the eight begadim, flip a burger over there, right? Flip over a piece of meat, and then switch out and do the avoda.
How does that distinguish him from a normal?
Because eight. He's wearing the eight.
He's wearing eight, I'm sorry.
Puts on the eight. Yeah. Interesting.
Because
it's mash really that has to be muchach. The chinuch is a maisa mochiach of Kohen Gadol.
That's not a special din by Yom Kippur per se. It's just whenever we are.
No, but the need for it is.
Sorry.
The need for him to be.
Oh, fine.
Well, he sounds like it's different. He sounds like he has to be a Kohen Gadol before he gets involved. No.
I mean that's.
I don't know. I don't know exactly, but. But you'll take a look at this more. He said, Abaye is like this. Kodem sheyaschil avodas hayom, shehu bebigodim hashavim behedyot, lovei shmona begodim, v'yapoch b'mizbeach achitzon, echad me'evori atomid, b'mazlek shabarzel, dekirav avoda hi, shemaher lis'akel, machmas hafichazu, v'avoda hi, kidravuna. Nimtza she nischanech likahuna gidula kodem lachin. He has to have some chinuch of being a Kohen Gadol before he engages in the Maisa Bigdei Lavan. That's what this Gemara is saying. It seems that he has to be before. He has to be defined as the Kohen Gadol before he engages in the Avodas Bigdei Lavan. Although the Gemara does say if the Avnet is different, then it'll be okay. Because then it'll be nicker that he's the Kohen Gadol. Yesh heker lakuna gedula she'avneto shel Kohen Gadol ba'avoda. So apparently he has to be nicker that he has kedushas Kohen Gadol before he can be maschil the avodas hayom. The avoda of Yom Kippur. Okay. Anyway, but the point over here is what?
Rabbi, just one question.
Yeah. Anyway, so his question is, so how could you be Mekadesh? It's very nice that it should be Kodesh, but how would it be Kodesh? How would you be Mekadesh, the Kli of the Kalpe? Right? So he says there's no Avoda. The only way to be Mekadesh, the Kli Sharis, is through Avoda. And Taraf B'Kalpe is not an Avoda. So how would it be? It's not possible. Nikadshe. Kli, you can make it anything you want. It's not going to be Kodesh. So the Tosfos Yeshanim gives a bizarre answer, right? He says, "Yesh lo amar d'hachi kamar havele kli shares sheyiru haolam shehukdash v'yisperu sheyichol mekadesh bo mincha o lekabel dam b'shas tzorach v'yovo lasos kli shares shaleitz v'kli shares shaleitz lo avdinan." So he learns, the Shaka Vatari is difficult. At least he's working out the Shaka Vatari here. He's saying, the Gemara is saying, it was made out of wood and it was chol. It was chol. So the Gemara says, why aren't you Mekadesh it? So it says, because it was wood, right? And we don't make a Kli Sharis out of wood. Meaning to say, why, what would it mean to be Mekadesh it though? To use it from the funds of the mikdash.
How could that be?
He doesn't say how they would be mekayishit, but apparently he says you have to give it to the Bezek Avayis.
Well, that I understand is how in the world would the Am know whether you are mekayishit or not? kaddish or not.
You, can you use it for no different avodah?
Let's just get what he's saying, okay? Then you can try to tear it apart. Let's just say what he said, okay? He's saying if it was not from chol, right, and it was from kodesh, then people would assume it's a kli sharis. They would know it's made out of wood, and they would come to make a kli sharis out of wood. And that's why we're not mekayesh it. No, the Gemara's lashon flows nicely, at least, saying, why aren't they? Why is it dafka from chol? So this would definitely mean it was purely chol, right? It had no kiddush at all. And the Gemara says, so why don't you make the box from kodesh, right? Now, obviously, it won't be a kli sharis. We know that. So the Gemara says, well, that's the problem. If it's made from kodesh, then people will think it's a kli sharis made out of wood, and they'll think, therefore, that you can have a kli sharis out of wood, and therefore they will make a kli sharis out of wood, and you're not allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood. Okay? It syncs up, right? It stems. Interesting. That's right. You know, in terms of covered a mitzvah, They would have to say over here it's not.
No. The three people involved in the thing, it's no, it's covered.
In other words, apparently they're saying that there was a apparently Rava is saying it was made known that it's chol. It was dafka made known as chol. Right?
Rava saying that?
Yeah, Rava saying. No, that's what they're saying. They're saying that chol was one of its known characteristics. And I say, why? Why not? Why couldn't it be? Rava's expressing that it had to be chol, and apparently people knew that. It was a known thing. Otherwise, because naturally it should be kodesh.
It could be outside of chol.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, anyway. So one second, let's go a little weiter. If you want to learn Tosfos Arush and the Ritva, you got to finish the Gemara. For the Tosfos Rishonim, you can stop at this point. It makes perfect sense right here, right? Self-contained. According to the Tosfos Arush and the Ritva, you got to go to the next step. So now the next step is okay. So make it out of wood, make it out of metal, right?
Isn't Ritva on that previous step?
Yeah, but. But it means to say, and over there, the Gemara is saying we should actually make it a kli sharis, right?
Okay.
Over here, according to the Tosfos Rishonim, there was never a question that you should actually make it a kli sharis, right? It was just maybe there's a it'll cause a confusion. But for the Ritva, it means to say they really did want to make it a kli sharis. So then you have to explain, well, how would they have made it a kli sharis? Because according to Tosfos Rishonim, there was never. At this point, the Gemara is not ever really entertaining making it into a kli sharis, right? But for the Ritva and the Tosfos Arush, the whole point of the Gemara was they really should actually make a kli sharis, and the Gemara is just going through for its own sake the halachos of what a kli sharis is. So it doesn't finish that discussion until you say, okay, make it metal then. That's the end of the question. The question doesn't really end until you say, make it out of the gold and silver then. Because the question is, actually make it a kli sharis. Right? All right. Anyway. So the question then is, how would you make it a kli sharis? According to the Ritva and the Tosfos Arush, you actually could have made a kli sharis. So the Tosfos Arush is a very simple answer. You would just use it for something else first. Right? You would, I don't know, pour a mincha in there. Right. So you could do any avoda. And then you'll be mekayesh it.
No.
The Gemara says, okay, so you're right. You can't make kli sharis out of wood, so make it out of metal. Right? But that implies that you... But they're learning that if it was metal, it really would be a kli sharis. So then the question is, well, how would it be a kli sharis if it's metal? If there's no avoda? So there's two answers. Tosfos Arush says, it's simple. Just do another avoda with it. Right. Which is interesting. Right?
What does it mean that Havilei Kli Sharis Shel Eitz Velo Avdinan? Does that just mean we don't do it L'chatchila, or it means to say it won't be a Kli Sharis? The Rambam says Pasul. Now Pasul doesn't mean that it's not a Kli Sharis. It means Pasul.
The Ritva has a different answer, right? The Ritva says this is its Avoda. This would be enough to be Mekayesh. Even though we say Haklisharis is only Mikadesh through Avoda, and Nagrola Lava Avoda, he, right? This is different. Since this is, how does he express it? He says, that's right. That's his derech. He quotes the question, the answer of the Tosis, and then he quotes what he thinks is nachon. Vanochon, the kevan de avodas kalfe eino ella beagrola, zu hi avodaso, vasher yisharasu bom karinan be.
They want to learn that there is lines like the Rambam that you don't get.
He answers your question with the klisharis. The next word, I don't know, I didn't give it to you, I guess. He says, "Pirish afil amandam aperka cholil da avdinon klisharis de aids hani milim bidaraisa of midrabanan lo avdinon." That would get out of that problem, right? Kach tkosav v'tosav shanam shanam v'tosav rosh shanam kosav klisharis de aids lo avdinon. Ke Rebbe, Avol Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, Machshir.
But then the Gemara is very
amazing. Okay, let's just finish up the pshat today, and we'll come back to this. Okay, so then the Gemara says, okay, so why don't you make it out of Kesef? Or Zohav. Then it'll be a klisharis. Go ahead. So that's a strange thing. The Torah is chos al mamon shel Yisrael. The Torah is concerned about the money of Jews. Okay, there's a lot of gold and silver in the Mikdash, right? There's a lot of gold and silver in the Mikdash. What is Rashi anything?
Yeah.
Right. So he gives you the source. So the source is the clay cheres in the bias of the Metzorah that tells the Kohen to take them out. The Kohen tells them to take it out before he goes in, and that's just very. Those are things of very small value in the house of a potential Russia. Does it call him Russia?
Sarayan.
Yeah. Cheap guy. Yeah. I mean, because that's one of the reasons to get Zeras, okay?
This particular type of Zeras you get for Tarsa.
Kal v'chomer al mamon and shel tzadikim. Yeah. Okay, so it's a strange halacha. So now he's saying that they dafka didn't spend money on it. They dafka wouldn't dedicate any money from the mikdash for this purpose because it would violate a principle of chosah kodesh baruch hu Moshe Yisrael. Right? They weren't saying that they couldn't afford it. They're saying they could have done it. It would have been possible. And there were people who did upgrades in the mikdash. Right? That's the last mishnah. They did upgrades. They upgraded the gorolos into gold.
Yeah.
Right.
And the handles
into gold.
Yeah.
Right. And Hilni Amalka had that beautiful candelabra
crystal
thing.
Ball.
Right. So they definitely did those extras. So why over here not?
Why can't we say that there could have been someone who could donate it, but we're not collecting for it. We don't tax for it.
Doesn't say that. I mean,
the Riff was the answer also.
So the Riff tries to work. He says, "Pierce, Kevin, the love midi da avoda he kuli hai. It's not that much of an avoda. Ve'eno ela pamachas. Ve'ein hakalpe atzmo daraisa. For all those reasons, they didn't do it. Ulafuki gorolos atzman she'oson ben gamla shehein misapranos ol shvach." Vishani Goral Atzmo Shashem Kosov Be'echad Mehen. Ve'elosom de Oraisa. Ulafuki Nami Yodos Hakelem de Avdi Behu Iker Sheris Todir. I mean, he's trying to cover all his bases, but it's very hard to get some.
I mean, you're saying that's why.
Seemed to be like a guy would come to the base of Mikdash and say, I want to donate a silver gold kalfi. And they would say, that is a waste of money. That's a waste of money. We don't waste the money of the Mikdash.
Yeah, maybe even just having the money expresses that